Kishon Rabose, today's daf is Yuma Daf Samech Vov. And the last thing we talked about at Samechem Beis, we pointed out on Samechem at Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda is of the Shita Chovos Shel Shana Zu, Kareva Shel Shana Haba. That in general, right, if you have a Chiyuv that you have to bring this year, right, for every year, and you find, right, you lose it, then you separate another animal, so then, right, you have another option here. And you, for whatever reason, you still have that original the original animal, or like the case we brought yesterday, the original machzeh shekel that you didn't give for whatever reason. So that can be used next year. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So what over here, right, we pointed out that our Mishnah said, okay, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that he said here that if you took another seer lazazel, for example, or a par, or for your seer of Yom Kippur, right? So he says that they should be left to die. Right, so why over here, by the case of Yom Kippur, don't we allow you just to save the animals for next year? So we had a bunch of answers. Right? We went back and forth and back and forth. And the last thing we had said was, "Gzeira mishum chatos she'avra shnasa." It's a din because that the chatos we're concerned that the next year, right, a goat that you bring on Yom Kippur needs to be up to a year old, and we're concerned. The gzera that it's a gzera that maybe next year the goat will be more than 1 year old. So therefore, that and it will be puzzle, and you'll remember, oh, we were going to use this goat last year, so you may bring the goat next year, right? But it'll be older than a year. The Gemara pointed out gzera. What do you mean? Maybe next year it'll be 1 year old. Obviously, by next year it'll be more than 1 year old. So Gemara said, no, there is a case, right? And that's where we left off. We brought a machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim by the case of by the halacha of Arei Batei Choma Choma, the house in a walled city. That the halacha is special halacha that if someone sells a house that's in the wall of a walled city, so he has a year to buy it back. And if he doesn't buy it back, so then right, it changes ownership permanently, even through Yovel. Right? It changes ownership permanently. So you have a year to buy it back. So anyway, so the point for us is that it's Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, how you calculate a year. Rebbe uses the solar calendar, and the Chachamim use the lunar calendar. And that's how you could theoretically have a goat that is not a year old in our case. Whereas, let's say, on Yom Kippur, right, the goat has to be at least 8 days old. So let's say the goat was 8 days old. A lunar year passes to the next Yom Kippur, right? So 354 plus 8, and up to 362 days. Well, Rebbe judges a year by the solar calendar. So you have three more days, so the goat is not yet a year old. So therefore, we're not going to allow you to bring that goat in the following year because you may end up with a goat that is older than a year, which would be possible. Okay, so let's just pick it up. On Samechayim Aveiz, that's what we just talked about, right? There were four lines up. We finished the daf yesterday, but let's just read it again. Lo kasha ka Rebbe. Really, this is Shita is Rebbe. It says that there is a theoretical possible that the goat won't be necessarily 1 year old the next year. Right? The Tanya Kalinda. Right? So, shana timima. The Pasuk says by the Ari why do I keep on doing that? Bate Ari Choma, that it has to be a complete year. So, Mona Shalosh Meosh Vishishim Vachamisha Yom, Kimit Nini Mosachama, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, you judge it by a solar year, right? A full solar year, 365 days. Right? You simply count 12 months from day to day, meaning if it was on, if the house was sold on the 1st of Elul, so then it's the 1st of Elul next year. And that also means Nisabra, if the year was 13 months, then Nisabra Lamocher, but then the seller, right, gets that extra month. Right, and goes, again, it's from year to year, it's from Rosh Chodesh El, for example, to the next Rosh Chodesh El. So that's how you could theoretically have a goat that would be less than a year old in Yom Kippur. I think it's the Ritva that asks, well, how in the world are you learning a halacha in Kachim on Yom Kippur from the halacha of Batei Arei Choma? Right, they're completely different realms of halacha. Right, just because you calculate a year by Batei Arei Choma, because the pasuk says Shana Temima, right? You have a special pasuk there. But that seems to imply that the standard is not a solar year, right? You don't count the full solar year. So how in the world do we get from Batei Arei Choma to Yom Kippur? So Ritva, I think, if I'm not mistaken, explains that it's not that Rebbe is saying this is a special din in Batei Arei Choma. He's using this positive to say that whenever you have a requirement of a year, it's judged by a solar year. It's a full solar year. So therefore, So therefore, we could apply it across the board, right? In any case, but not just our halacha. Fine. Okay. So atenech sair. So now, if you remember, we said that we're not going to allow you to bring the seir or the par, right? The following Yom Kippur. So that all works for the goat that has to be 1 year old, right? And can't be any older. Par ma'ikel lememar. What about the bull? Right? The bull has to be 3 years old. Right? So now, the problem with this question is not so posh. And Tosfos already asks that the bull not needs to be in its third year of life, right? So theoretically, right, that's also the same kasha, right? If it has to be in its third year of life, right? Okay, so Tosfos asks that. The Tosfos is on Amud Beis, meaning Samachem Beis, right? The last one. Okay, but either way, again, if you want to just read that answer. Meaning that Tosfos' answer is, if I'm just reading four lines down, v'yishlomar nihita psul lahakrava lo avlo lememar yamusu. Meaning, even though the bull is no good, Tosfos says, if it's over 3 years old, that doesn't necessarily mean you should leave it to die, right? If you remember, we in our case, Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to leave the animal to die, right, from year to year. So Tosfos says, yeah, in echinami, that the bull can't be over 3 years old, but if it gets to be older than 3 years old, nothing says that he should die. Okay, fine. All right, check it out if you want to see more. So anyway, so the Gemara asks, "Hatenach sayer, so par make my gamemar, right? This all works for the goat. What about the par? So the Gemara says again, like we've been saying before yesterday, right? Gzera par adu sayer. It's gzera because we're not going to allow you to bring the par next year because you may end up bringing this seer next year. The Gemara says, "Mishum gzera almost, but just because of this gzera, we're going to let the par die. We're going to leave the animal to die. That doesn't make sense." Va'od, and also chata shibritz shnasa l'riya azla, right? And also just to begin again, as Tosfos said a second ago, right? As we quoted Tosfos a second ago, even though you say that a goat that's more than 1 year old is no good for the avoda, it doesn't necessarily mean that it should die, right? A chatas that's older than a year, right? It doesn't die; it goes out to graze, right? It goes to the pasture and it develops a mum and you sell it, right? It doesn't mean necessarily the animal has to die. So, meaning if that was the only concern, we wouldn't necessarily kill it, right? We said in the Mishnah that this goat has to be left to die, and you're telling me the concern is because it might be a year older than a year, you can't bring it as a korban. Those korbanos are left to graze to get a mum, and then you sell it and bring something else. So Gemara says, as Reish Lakish said, chata shavu shnasa ro nosa ki ilu yomed is basic varos v'roa. Right, you view this type of chatas as if it's standing in a cemetery, meaning the kohen simply can't access it. Right, just allow it to go out and eat and graze. Right, again, we said a chatas that shemesu baleha. Right, that there are certain chatos that are left to die. If let's say the owner passed away and they can't atone for anybody, so that we leave to die. But this is not one of them. This is not one of the chatos that you leave to die. So Ella, so Amar Rav, so Rav finally gives another answer, and this is the last answer we'll give, I think. Gzeira mishum dakala. Yeah, there's a gzeira because there's a might be a problem. Things might get messed up. What does that mean? Right, we'll explain in a second. Tanya, that should be probably right. Tanya, as well as the Reza, in Makdish and Vimarich and Vimachrim and Bisman Hazeh. Right, you can't do any of those things. You can't make you can't be Makdish something. You can't take a nether of Erichin. You can't make a Chayrim nether. Right, they give things to the Beis Hamikdash. But Vimikdish Vherich Vherichrim. But if you did those things, so then Behemah Teaker. Right, the animal should Teaker. Should literally means to be uprooted. Also, we have to define what that means. Perus Ksus. If whatever reason you promised, right, you did those things, you were makdish them or erich them or cherim them, right? These are all the lashonos of giving to the Beis Hamikdash. So if you did that to any of those things, if you did that thing, if you use those phrases to be makdish, to sanctify peros, fruit or ksus or clothing or kelim or utensils, right, so then your kibbutz, they should be left to rot. Mos uklim atachos, if it's money or it's metal, so obviously they won't rot, but yodlichala hanali amamelach, right, you should chuck it in the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea's drying up, right? Might be not so push it anymore. Again, it just means you should get rid of it. Anyway, vezu iker, what do you mean that you should be te'aker? What do you mean that the animal should te'aker? So no, delas lefanavi mesamela. You lock it in a room, right, and it just dies, right, with starvation, right? We do not allow these animals to be brought. That's a similar gzera, right? That because there might be a takala, there might be a problem. So Gemara immediately goes back and says, takala demai. What kind of problem are we worried about if we have these animals hanging around? If you'll tell me that you might bring it as a korban, right? Right, again, just during the year, on like in Tammuz. So if you look, all cases where you have an animal that's set out to pasture, right? The animal can't be brought as a korban, right? But a lot of the, we just mentioned, right? The chatas that of Rosh Hashanah, right? If the korban chatas is more than 1 year old or whatever reason, you didn't realize it goes out to the field, the pasture, mum, etc. So all of those animals, we should be concerned for their kala. We should be concerned that you'll bring them as a korban by accident. So Gemara says, and so that can't be. It can't be that you might end up bringing it as a korban. It's ita kala the giza v'avoda. If the problem that we're concerned about is that you might actually use the animal, you might shear it or do work with it, and you can't do that, right? It's an isser. The field kol rios nami. So too. But any other animal that is sent out to pasture, you might do that as well. So Gemara says, lolam ta kala da akrava. Really, maybe. Really, the problem we're concerned for here is you might bring it as a korban right before Yom Kippur. Right? V'hanach delav b'nei akravan inu lo taribu. Why, therefore, are we not concerned about bringing the animals that are sent out to pasture that are no longer able to be brought as a korban? Right? Why aren't we concerned about bringing them accidentally as a korban? Because they're lav b'nei akravan inu. They're never going to be brought as a korban. Right, it's a little taribu, so we're not. No one's bothered with them. No one's going to think to bring them as a korban. But this Yom Kippur, once again, what are we doing with this Yom Kippur goat? Right, we're waiting for next year to bring it as a korban. So you might have thought, taribu, you might have thought that okay, I know that I'm able to bring this goat as a korban. But you might have thought, right, you may actually bring it before Yom Kippur. Okay, right. Sometimes you get confused. Fine. And the whole concept of whether we're concerned about a takala, that's actually a machlokas tanaim. The Tanya Chada, because we have one brisa that says, Pesach shalokara v'risho yikra b'sheni. If you have a korban Pesach that was not brought on the first Pesach, right, bring it Pesach sheni. But b'sheni, if it wasn't brought on korban Pesach sheni, for whatever reason, so then yikra v'shana haba, you could bring it the following year. V'tanya idach, and the other brisa says, lo yikra. No, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't bring it the next year. My love, but takala pligi, isn't that a machlokas whether we're concerned? Maybe you'll accidentally bring this designated korban Pesach in the middle of the year. So Gemara says, "Low, right? The kuli am lo chashin al katakala. Well, it's a girsa, whether it's low or whether it's not, whether it is or isn't. Okay, let's just say low, right? Because it's in the brackets. So really, the Gemara suggests we're going to reject this in a second. But really, this maybe the Gemara suggests that everybody holds that there's no concern about maybe you'll bring this korban Pesach in the middle of the year. And simply, this is the machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, right? Whether again with the how you calculate a year, right? Again, korban Pesach needs to be also similarly also has to be less than a year, right? So it could be that maybe it'll be less than a year. Right? And the Brisa is simply arguing whether there's a possibility for this animal to still be less than a year old the following Pesach, because right, depending on how you calculate the years. So Gemara says, "Aye, v'atanya, but didn't we learn in the Brisa v'chein hamos?" And so too that money, forget the animal, but if you set aside money to buy a korban Pesach, so that you should not use for next year. Meaning the Brisa has the same machlokas, there's the same contradiction in Brisa, same machlokas in Brisa regarding money. Well, obviously that has nothing to do with Rebbe the Rabbanan calculating how old the money is, right? That's not a thing. But if you tell me that the same halacha applies to money, so obviously we're not arguing has to hold how old the animal is. So apparently we see that, yeah, the machlokas here, right, again, we're concerned whether a person will use that animal or money the following year by accident, right, before using it for the korban Pesach. Okay, fine. Now, back, a new Mishnah, back into the Avoda of Yom Kippur. The Baal lo etzel sorry, Mishnah Leach. Now, at this point in the service, right, after you sprinkle the blood, right, all the blood of the par and the blood of the goat, and you poured all the blood. What was the last thing you did? Pour the blood on the mizbech ha-nechoshes, right, on the walls, right, on the wall of mizbech ha-nechoshes, machlokas, which wall he poured the blood, the rest of the blood on. Okay, so now ba'lo etzel sir mishalach. Now he goes to the goat sent out to be kicked off a cliff. V'samach shteyadav alav, and he puts two hands on it, mizvade, and he says vidui v'kachay omer. This is what he said. Ana Hashem chatu avu pashu lufanecha amcha beis Yisrael. And Ana Hashem kaper na lechatayim v'alav lavanos v'lapshayim shechatu v'sheavu v'shepashu lufanecha amcha beis Yisrael. Kekazah b'zoriz Moshe avdecha leimor ki hayom hazeh yichaper alechem v'tahereschem mikol chato zechem lefnei Hashem titaru. He says this whole text of a vidui that we have in our Yom Kippur davening. And all the Kohanim and all the nation, right, when they're sitting, right, if they're in the Azara, they hear the Kohen Gadol say the shame, Yudke Vavke, said it straight out loud enough. Right, the Kohen Gadol said this, Right, they would all bow down to Omrim, and they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam V'Od. Right, and we already had this right. K'shem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Elokeinu. When you hear the name of Hashem, right, you should call out and praise, right, and praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam V'Od. So then, okay, so at that point, Masru L'Misha Hayom Alicho. Then they would send the goat with the dude who's taking it out, right, for the walk towards Azazel, towards the cliff. And a kol k'sherim la'olicho, everybody is allowed to walk him out. El shas v'kohanim gedolim keva, right? But the kohanim gedolim made a rule, and they said v'lohei manichem es Yisrael la'olicho, and they wouldn't give it to Yisrael. Right? Amar Rabbi Yossi says ma'isa v'olicho arsala. Right? Once it happened that this guy named Arsala took the goat out to be kicked off a cliff v'Yisrael haya, and he actually was Yisrael. Okay, machlokas in the achronim whether Rabbi Yossi is coming to argue. Pashas is he's arguing and saying Yisrael and Marfit. Or there's one day, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw in the Achronim that no, Rabbi Yossi is just supporting this, that it happened once that there was a Yisrael. For whatever reason, they needed to take a Yisrael. But really, the Kohanim would do it. Okay. V'kevesh asu lo. And they made him a whole ramp, meaning they would take to get away from the people. If you look at Rashi, Kamin Maila Asulo Shugavo of Yotzi Derech Oso Akevesh Chutzlazara V'Chutzlair. Right, they made this whole long special ramp to take it the goat outside of the city, outside the Azara. Kadesh Lo Yuchlo Abavliim Ligab Mishulach. Right, as we see in a second, so that the Babylonians wouldn't be able to touch the guy sending it out and the goat that they're sending it out. The Fishahu Regilin Latosho, again I'm just in Rashi over here, the last Rashi on the Amud, but the Fishahu Regilin Latosho Bisaro, because they used to grab it by its hair, Vomrimlo, and they would say, told my hair, right, but say, right, take it and go. Right, Valtishavod Nosenu Slainu Od, and don't leave our sins right anymore. Right? I mean, that's how the Mishnah ends off, right? Vekevash Asulo, right? Rashi kind of spoils it for us, but Vekevash Asulo Mepnei Bavliim, right? They made a ramp because of these Babylonians, Shehu Metalshim Basaru Vomrlo Tol Tzei Vetzei Tol Vetzei, and who would take the hair of the goat and yank it and say, get out of here. Again, it could be that they thought that the goat, the sins of Am Yisrael were actually literally physically on the goat, right? It seems a little bit inappropriate, right? They kind of understood that the goat literally it's just the sins on the goat, and they themselves don't have to do tshuva. Okay, obviously there is definitely symbolism, and there definitely is kapara over there, but the goal here was to get us to do tshuva, not just to snap our fingers, kick a goat off a cliff, and then all of a sudden we're magically forgiven. Okay, you see that it turned into some sort of inappropriate behavior. Okay, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara points out that the whole vidui that the Kohen Gadol says, right? He says Shechatu v'shavu v'shapshu l'fanecha amcha beis Yisrael. Right. So the Gemara learns v'ilu b'nei Aaron am kedushecha lo ka'amar. But he didn't. He doesn't mention the Kohanim in his vidui. So man Tana. So who is this Tana? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'dilok Rabbi Yehuda. This is against Rabbi Yehuda. Yikar Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it was Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar yish lem kapara b'shem shalach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kohanim are included in kapara for the shem shalach. Right? We had the machlokas whether the Kohanim get atonement through the par or they also get for Shara Ver, let's start through the Seir Mishnah. So this is against Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because the Kohen Gadol doesn't mention the Kohanim in the Vidui, but must be against him. So Rabbi says, no, if you'll tell me Rabbi Yehuda, Atu Kohanim, La B'chol, Amcha Yisrael, what, the Kohanim are not Jews? Right? When he says, Amcha Beis Yisrael, right, that's talking about everybody. Right? The Kohanim are certainly included, according to Abai. So you can even say that this Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Masru L'Mishal HaMalicha, right, he gave the goat to the guy who's walking it out. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned that Rabbi saw Ish Lahakshir Es Hazar. Right, the pasuk calls this guy who's walking out the goat. He calls him an Ish Iti, literally means a timely man. But the Gemara is going to have a bunch of drashos. So he says Ish. Excuse me, it's a man, meaning Lahakshir Es Hazar. I mean, it doesn't have to be a kohen. Iti, what do you mean that it has to be on time or timely? Right, so Shiyeh Mizuman, he has to be prepared. Rashi says Muchan Lakach Me'atmal. Right, he had to be designated the day before. Et at the right time, right, timely, right? By Filu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Et what else do we learn that? Filu B'Toma, even if it's Tame. Now we're gonna we're gonna talk about all these drushes right now. So Ish L'Achshir Es Hazar. So the pasuk says Ish to allow a zar, a non-kohen, to take this goat for the walk. So Pshita, obviously, it's not an avoda, So Ma'adutema, you might have felt kapara ksiv be, you might have felt that since the goat is doing kapara, so you might have needed a coin, so therefore kamash malan. Therefore the pasuk taught me that a coin is not necessary. Iti, afilu b'Shabbos, that teaches me, even on Shabbos, you could take this goat for a walk. The Gemara says in my hilchasa, well, you can't take an animal for a walk. She says, my chil Shabbos yesh ba'hutzrach, shehutzrach latiro. What chil Shabbos is there? Right, imishum tchumim. If you tell me this is shuv tchum, so the rabbanan balmanin who shekazru aleim la'achar matan Torah, right? There can't be tchum, right? There's no issue of the goat is walking next to you. Again, you're not really doing much. So what's the issue of Shabbos here that you have to say even you could do this on Shabbos? I'm Rav Sheshes Lomar Shem Hayachola, that if the goat was sick, Markivol Ksefo, you can carry it on your shoulders. Ah, that's already okay. That's either hotzah or mavir daladam shusar abim. That's the issue. So Gemara says, come on, who's this like? The look, Rabbi Nosson. It's not against Rabbi Nosson, dear Rabbi Nosson. Homer Chayno says, Asma. It's against Rabbi Nosson. Again, if you remember the Gemara and Shabbos with the Daf Tzadi something, where is it over here? Tzadi Dalad. Okay. So Rabbi Nosson said, Chayno says, Asma, right? Someone who's alive, he kind of carries himself, right? He's able to, kind of, his weight is can carry his own self. So this seems to be against Rabbi Nosson, because the goat is obviously alive, but you're carrying it, and the Mishnah, the Gemara implies that would be Chil Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, I feel the term Rabbi Nosson. No, you can even say that Rabbi Nosson agrees over here that carrying the goat would be Chil Shabbos, because Chola Shiny, because if once something is sick, so then it doesn't really carry itself much, it's much more dead weight. So that's, well, not dead yet, but dead weight, quote unquote. So, and therefore there would be a Chil Shabbos issue. Amar Raphram. Raphram says, Zos Omeres, this seems to tell me that Eriv Hotzah, the Shabbos, being Eriv Hotzah, Leontev. Apparently you see that the issue of Hotzah and making Erivim, right, is only Shaykh to Shabbos, but not in Yom Kippur. Right? We know that most of the lachas of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are similar, are the same. But one difference is the punishment you get for violating it. But in terms of the actual halachos, well, most of them are the same. Apparently, you see, what do you see over here? That if you have to tell me that even on Shabbos you can carry this goat, right, well, that implies that if Yom Kippur falls out on Tuesday, so then you can carry the goat with no problem. Right? You only needed a pasuk to teach me that you can carry it if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. So apparently, this Erev Otzah, right, that only applies on Shabbos and not on Yom Kippur. Okay, iti v'afilu b'tumah, right? You can, the pasuk says iti, and we darshan out. You can even do this, take out the goat for a walk, b'tumah. So the Gemara says, my halchasa, right? What issue of tumah are we? We're not in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going on over here? So Gemara says, I'm Rav Sheshes Lomar Shem Nitma Mishalcho Nichnas Tamei Lazara Mishalcho. That apparently the guy who is taking the goat for the walk, right, if he becomes tamei, he can even go into the Azara to take out the goat. Right, again, Rashi points out that the Kohen Gadol has to give the goat. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The Kohen Gadol has to give the goat to the guy who's taking it out. Right from the pasuk. Right, so that's what the pasuk says. Right, it doesn't say it explicitly. Okay, fine. B'seder, take it back. But the Mishnah says that the what's it called? That the Kohen Gadol gives it to the guy, so he can even go into the azara when he is tamei. Okay. Okay. Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer. Now they ask the following common questions of Rabbi Eliezer, and once we're doing this, we're going to do basically till the Mishnah, more or less. Well, not entirely, but once they're going to ask Rabbi Eliezer the following bunch of questions, and Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll see later, I'm just going to spoil it for you now so you understand what's going on, he's going to answer them, not nonsensically, but kind of like in a roundabout way, talking about other things, because Rabbi Eliezer had a tradition not to say over any halacha unless he heard it straight from his Rebbe. So they're going to ask Rabbi Eliezer a bunch of questions over here, and he's going to answer in kind of a funny way. So Shalu is Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, Chola ma'u shir kiveu al ksefo. What's the deal? Again, like the arshah that we had before. If the goat became sick, can the guy carry it on his shoulders? Shalom alehem, yachalu l'harkiv anivatem. Right? Don't worry, it'll be healthy enough that to carry the two of us, meaning that the goat would be able to carry the two of us, meaning don't worry about it, right? The goat is not going to become sick. So chala mishalcho. Well, let's say the guy who was supposed to take it out got sick, right? The guy taking it for a walk. Mashi yishalchenu bi'anachar. Can you send somebody else? So Amalahem, hey b'shalom anivatem. Right, you and I will be b'shalom. Don't ask me kashas right now. Neither of us will have to do it. Right, it'll be fine. Meaning don't ask me this, as Rashi says, we don't have to take out the sirlas, the mishtalech, right? He'll be healthy, everything is going to be fine. Dafu v'lomeis, let's say you shove the goat off the cliff, but it doesn't die. Maushi here, nachar v'yemisei, do you have to go, v'yemisenu, do you have to go down and kill it? So Amalan, so he said to them, ken yovdu kol ha'yivecha Hashem, all the enemies of Hashem should be lost. Again, he didn't really want to answer the question. The Chachamim give definitive answers. Chalam arkiva oksefo. Yes, as we said before, that if the goat became sick, you can carry it. Chalam mishalcho yishalchenu b'ad acher. And if the guy is supposed to carry it out is sick, so then you can take someone else. And dachvo v'lomeis. And if you push it off the cliff and he doesn't die, so then again, yerid acher of yemisanu, you should go down and actually kill the goat. Okay, now again, a couple of more questions. Now they asked Rabbi Elazar when he changed the. He just didn't answer them because he didn't want to say anything. So a couple of them. So Shalus Rabbi Eliezer, they asked the following Rabbi Eliezer, Ploni Mao Lolam Haba. What about that? Kind of a very funny question. How about that guy? Is that guy going to Olam Haba? So Amalahem Lo Shaltinu El Al Ploni. Well, maybe you should ask me about not this guy, but that guy. Right, the Bach just changes it and then says, and then they asked him about. The guy Rabbi Eliezer suggested, and then Rabbi Eliezer responded and said, well, why don't you ask me about the first guy? Meaning, he kept on, evading the question, right, to the point where, well, why do you ask me about that? Why don't you ask me about that guy? Why don't you ask me about that guy? Again, the point here he was trying to give them, obviously, was that I'm not the judge and jury, right? I don't know if he's going to Olam Haba, right? Why are you even asking me? Okay, fine. He was trying to get around it. Ma'olahatzel roa kivsa minari. What about saving, are you allowed to save a kivsa, a sheep from a lion. Lo shaltinu ela al kivsa. Right? Why are you only asking me about the lamb? Right? So then they said, okay, ma'ol latzil roa mina ari. Are you allowed to save a shepherd from a lion? Lo shaltinu ela al roa. Why are you only asking me about the shepherd? Right? Okay. Meaning, again, he's just going back and forth trying to avoid the question. Mamzer ma'u liyarish. Right? Is a mamzer allowed to inherit? His father, is he counted, right, if Rechman al-Tzlan is a mamzer, right, does he inherit the father? Right, so the girl, he said back to them, well, ma'u li'abim, is he allowed to do yibum? Meaning, does a mamzer do yibum if Rechman al-Tzlan, his brother dies, right, without children? That's what Rabbi Eliezer said back to them, right? So now, this is actually a Mishnah in Yevamos, that a mamzer does do those things. But okay, he didn't want to answer. Ma'u li'aso, lasod es beso, is a person allowed to plaster his house. Again, Rashi points out, meaning his entire house, because of there's an issur to do the entire house because of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, Rashi, Bizman Azer, mi osur mipnei tzar churban habayis. Is it osur because a person is supposed to have pain for the Beis HaMikdash? Right, a lot of people, when they paint their house, leave a box open, Zecha HaMikdash. Okay, so he said back to them, Ma'ul Yosef is Kivro, right? Is a person allowed to plaster your own grave? Meaning that's obviously like a nonsensical, obviously that's not possible. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara just explained that Lombipne Shefligim Bidvarim, not because Rabbi Eliezer was trying to argue with them or to kind of get him out of there, Elombipne Shalom Amar Davar Shalom Shom and Pirabo Me'olam, because he never said anything that wasn't in the name of his Rebbe. Okay, Shalom. Isha Chachama es Rabbi Eliezer. Now, a very smart woman asked Rabbi Eliezer that Ma'achar Shemaisa Egel Shavin. Now, after right, that since the Maisa Egel, right, the avera of worshiping the golden calf is the same, right? Since everybody, right, whoever worshipped Avodah Zarah worshipped the Avodah Zarah. But Pneima in Misasan Shave. Why were their deaths not equal? Right, what does that mean? So if you look at the psukim, right? This Gemara is going to point out that basically there were three different ways people died for worshiping the golden calf. Some of them were killed b'sayif with the sword. Right, B'nai Levi killed them. Some of them were killed in the magefa. Right, Rashi already quotes. If you look at Rashi Dibur Maskal Maisa Egel Shavin, he quotes the three ways people died for worshiping an eagle. Some of them were killed by B'nai Levi, some of them were killed in Magifa, and some of them were killed with a death called Hadrikon, which is not so fun, which is where the stomach basically swells up, which is, I guess, a different plague. But aside from the other plague that kind of people just died. So she asked him, why do people get different onshem if it was the same? Same Avodah Zarah, right? Same Isra Avodah Zarah. So Amalah, Ein Chachma L'Isha Ela B'Plach. Right? There's no, again, a woman's wisdom is with the plach. The plach is a weaving utensil. As the pasuk says, right, again, if you remember that, by the Mishkan, right, all the wise women, the chachma, who had this chachma about them, they would weave, right, all of the curtains with that stuff. Again, Rabbi Elazar didn't want to answer because he didn't hear it from his Rebbe. So now the Gemara, just while we ask that question, right, there is got to be an answer. So the Gemara says, Itzmar, who said, Rav Levi, it's Machokas Rav and Levi. Chad Amar, one of them says, Zivech v'kiter v'sayef, anybody who actually offered a korban to the Egel Azov or Ketores, they got killed b'sayef by the sword by B'nai Levi. Gofa v'nishek, if anybody hugged and kissed the Egel, so then Bamisa, they would die in a plague. And Samach Belibo, somebody who was happy about it, but didn't actually do any of those Averas, so then Behadrikon, he got killed, he died with Hadrika through the swelling of his stomach. The Chad Amar, one of them says that was one setup, or another one says, no, a little bit more practical. Edim Be'asra, if there was witnesses and warnings, then Besayef, then he got killed Besayef, just like by Beis Din, right? You need to have witnesses and warning. Edim Below Asra, if you had witnesses, but nobody warned him, so then Bemisa, then that person died in the plague. Lo Edim Below Asra, but if nobody saw and nobody warned him, so then Badrikon, then they would... Hadrukon, they would die with that Hadrukon. Am Rav Yehuda, Shivta Shalevi Lo'avar Avodas Kochavim. Rav Yehuda says that Shevet Levi was not included in the Egel Azov. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Vayamod Moshe B'Shar HaMachna, and Moshe got up at the gate, and he said, Mila Shem Eliv, and the pasuk says, Vayesu Elav Kol B'nei Levi. So Yosef Ravina V'Kamar Allah Shmaitza, right, so Ravina said this statement of Rav Yehuda over that B'nei Levi didn't do the Egel Azov, and Eitzvei, B'nei Rav Papa Bar Abba, the Ravina, so the sons of Rav Papa Bar Abba asked the following question. Homer Laviv Limo to receive Vizachav Lekiris, Banav Loyada, Raki Shemur Mersacha Uvishayin Zoru, with that pasuk right at the end, right, that pasuk says that the Levim killed their own families, right, their brother and their father, right, if you look at Rashi, right, three lines down, Homer Laviv Limo, but my Sa'ego lo receive, what does that mean? Nasu Achzarim Alehem, that it was as if they didn't see their brothers and sisters and parents, Linkom the Kamaso Shal Adam, to take the vengeance of Akosh Baruch Hu. So apparently, their brothers and mothers and fathers, whatever it is, did worship Avodah Zarah. So, where is it? So the Gemara, it's back in the Gemara. So Aviv, what does it mean, father? Avi Imo Mi Yisrael. It was his grandfather on his mother's side who could have been in Yisrael. So Achiv, what does it mean that they killed their brother? So Achiv Mi Imo Mi Yisrael, also a half brother, right, from his mother, right, who was in Yisrael. So Banav, what does it mean that they killed their children? Chmal Islam, B'nei Bito Mi Yisrael. Again, their grandkids from the daughter-in-law who was Israel, from their daughter when their son-in-law was Israel. So then, right, that could have been theoretically the only the people they killed were Yisraelim. Okay, fine. Just against the Mishnah, the Kevesh Asulo, they made a ramp for the Sirmash Talech, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Lo Bavliam Hayu El Alexandrium. They weren't Babylonians, they were just Alexandrian. Again, I guess that was a different area. Hayu, right? Sonim Esa Bavliam, Hayakornos Amalshmam. And because the people in Eretz Yisrael, right, hated the Babylonians, so they would call them Babylonians, right? Because that was, I guess, just a derogatory name. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Bavliam Hayu El Alexandrian, right? Rabbi Yehuda said that this as well, that they weren't from Bavel, the people who might acted Meshuggah like this, they were really just Alexandrian. And I love Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Tanuach dat chashen after esdati." Right, your mind should be put at ease because you put my mind at ease. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi's family was from Babel. He didn't want to think that Babylonians could have been doing this ridiculous thing. But once he heard it wasn't actually them, so then he felt much better. Told it say, what does it mean? Take and go. Right, Tana ma shehid zafira dein vechove dera sagian. Again, just what that means in Aramaic is that why is this goat hanging around? Right, so when the chove dara and the chovos, the obligations, the sins of dara, of the door, of the generation, sagian, are a lot. Right, again, why is this goat sticking around when there are many, many sins here for the Avera? Right, if you go Rashi, mamis akev sirzeh, kan vavonos hador, and merubin vehein olav. Right, again, if it's carrying all of the sins on its back. Again, as we pointed out, that was a ridiculous interpretation of the Avoda. Okay, either way, we'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow with the Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.